We're holding on Nedarim Chaf Amud Aleph. We got up to the third wide line. Mirz Hashem will finish up the parak in today's shir. So it says like this, starting with the word Tanya. Bavur tia yiraso al pneichem. This is talking about the Kabbalah Satorah, that your his yira should be upon your faces. This is zubusha. This is referring to shame, because shame caused a person to blush, and that's what appears on a person's face. The vilti techeto, so you shouldn't come to do a chet, a sin. Melamed shabusha mevia lide yiras chet, that if you have shame, that's going to lead to having fear of sinning. Mikan amru, from here the Chazal say, simen yafi ba'adam shehu baishun. It's a good sign in a person who is a baishun, one who experiences shame. Chir mamas, others say, kol adam hamis bayesh, any person who does feel embarrassed, lo b'mehera hu choyte, he's not going to quickly sin. Misha ein labosh is pon, a person who doesn't have the capacity to be embarrassed or feel shame, be a duish lo omdu avasov al har Sinai. We know that his fathers did not stand on the Har Sinai. The way the Ben Yehoyada learns means that his neshama isn't one of the neshamas of the Jewish people that stood at the Har Sinai. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahavoy, arba devarim sochli malachei hasharis. There were four things that the malachei hasharis explained. So we'll see later on whether it means literally angels or whether it means maybe the Rabbanim. What are these things? So we'll see. There's like punishments here. Mida k'neged mida. Chigrin, a person who's lame. Why does that happen? Mipnei mahavayan, why do they come into existence? Mipnei shehoifrin es shulchanum, because their fathers overturn their tables, meaning that they have relations with their wives in a atypical way. What exactly is that? So it looks in the Mefarshim, in the rush, the wide line, the rush, lishamish shalokidarka. They have anal intercourse, amida k'neged amida. So because they turned around their bodies in order to engage in that, so therefore their person's knees and legs do not function. All the Rishonim are learning that these are amida k'neged amida, right? What shehoifchin, the Mefarish learns here, three lines from the bottom, shehoifchin ponim k'neged orif, that his face is seeing her back. Haboim al neshosehim shlokedarkan, that again, that they're having this relationship improperly, or shehoifchin shulchanon, he lemala, she's on the top, v'hu lemata, and he is on the bottom. There are different mefarshim explain. Okay, different positions is what it's saying over here. So ilmim, what does a mute person come into the? Why do they come into the world? Mipnei mahavion, mipnei shemenashkim al osam malkum, because they kiss osam malkum, they kiss that place. The Rambam learns that's not a problem, but that's what the Gemara says over here. Chershim mipnei mahavion, why is it that al pi kabbalah also not to shake the osam malkum? Chershim mipnei mahavion, what is a cherish? A cherish is a deaf person. Mipnei shemesaprim b'shas tashmish, because the parents talk while having relations. Sum ibn mahavin, why do blind people come into existence? Mipnei shemistaklim ba'osam makam, because the follower is looking at osam makam. So again, these are all the way the Rishonim are learning here is mida k'neged mida. If you look in the Tosfos, he says shemishakim ba'osam makam lekach loikin hablados b'fvihim. They're right, it's like the mida k'neged mida, that's why it's punished. So one second, Raminu, I'll ask you a kasha. The Gemara says, Shalu es ima shalom. So ima shalom was the wife of Elazar ben Hyrcanus. She was a very wise woman. We have a lot of stories in the Gemara about her. She was the sister of Rabban Gamliel, right, who was the head of the Sanhedrin at Yavne. So they asked ima shalom, mipnei ma, now Lamed Beis, Banayich Yefefin Biyosir. Why are your children so beautiful? So Amar Lahen, she said back to them, Einam Esaper Imi, my husband doesn't speak with me, Lo B'tchilas Alayla, not at the beginning of the night, Lo B'sof Alayla, and not at the end of the night, Ella B'chatzos Alayla. Rather, he speaks to me only in the middle of the night. Now again, the speaking here is talking about while having relations. Kishumasap, when he does, Megala Tefach, Mechasa Tefach. He reveals a little bit and he covers a little bit. The Doima Lav Kamisha Kafo Shade. And it's like he's forced to do this. But the Mephorish. One second, where's the Mephorish? No, I'm sorry, it's the Ron. The Ron says this. On the second wide line, Shehi Mimahir. He does it very quickly. Ka'adam Hanithrad Machmas Shei Chikofu. Almo, but you see, Mesaprahi Bishas Tashmis, right? You see, the Ron points out that you see what the stira is, that he was talking to his wife, right? Elazar ben Hyrcanus did speak to his wife when they were having relations. So there's a Rambam over here in Hilchos Deis. In. Where are we? Perek. Hey, halacha dalad, says the Rambam. Afa pi sheishto shel adam muteres lo tamid. Roy lo l'tamid chacham shenahag atma bekedusha. He should still conduct himself with holiness. V'lo yehei matzu eitzel ishto kitarnago. Shouldn't be frequently having relations like a rooster. Elam ilel Shabbos l'ilel Shabbos im yesh bo koach. Once a week if he has the koach. Keshu mesapir imo. When he does speak, when he does have meaning relations, lo yisapir b'tchilas alayla k'shu sheva sovea uvitno mole, when the beginning, when he's literally is full, v'lo b'sof alayla, then at the end of the night, k'shu rov, when he's hungry, el b'emtza halayla k'shi yisbayel k'shi yistav yisakil hamozon sh'be'imav, when his food is well, he's digested it well, v'lo yakib arosh sh'be'yos, so he shouldn't be exceedingly frivolous. He shouldn't speak profanity or things, Navol is like things inappropriate, but divrei havai, v'afilu beino leveino, even just things between him and her. Hare hu oimer b'kabala magi l'odam ma'asicho, it will be told to a person what his conversation is, amr chachamim, afilu sicha kalish bein odam le'ishto, even in light-hearted talk between a man and his wife, os li'tin Allah es hadin, he's going to have to give an accounting for that. V'lo yu shnehem, lo shikurim, okay, the Mor is going to give these cases not to be intoxicated, v'lo atzlanim, v'lo atzvanim, v'lo echad mehem, v'lo tia yeshena, she shouldn't be asleep. That's showing that it's only focused on him, but really it's supposed to be a mutual experience. V'lo yonis oso, shen forcer, v'hi ein rotzi, doesn't want to, ela b'ratzon shenehem uvesim chasim, they should both want to and have pleasure. Yisaper v'yisachik ma'at imo, you should, joke around a little bit. Kadesh Yashib Nafsha should be, your mind should be settled. V'yaval b'busha v'loba azus v'yafish miyad. Okay, so we'll see, the Gemara is going to explain where the Rambam source these things are. Well, the proper way of having, interpersonal relationships were during the Tashmish. So again, we're asking a steer now. It seems that Elazar ben Hyrcanus did speak. Samartilo, meaning, this is Imashalom. She said to her husband, Matam, what's the reason why you behave this way? Sava Amali, and he explained to me, Kadesh lo etin es einai beisha acheres, that I shouldn't be thinking about another woman while we're having relations. V'nim tzubonov bo'in li'idei mamzerus. And it would be ke'ilu, like our children have a status of a mamzer. So that's what it means. It's like, I have relations with you when there's no one is out on the street, so I shouldn't be hearing other people, I shouldn't be thinking about others. But you do see from here that he was speaking to her. So Mor says, no, lo kasha, it's not a problem. We're talking versus not talking. Ha b'mili de tashmish, ha b'mili acharanyoso. But talking about tashmish, about things that are related to the actual tashmish they're having, or they're talking about other things. The Ron writes, ha b'mili tashmish, it's shari, it's mutter to talk about those in kedei, l'retzosa, too. That she should have pleasure. The husband's allowed to speak to his wife about those things, but to talk about other things that are not related, that's what's inappropriate. Amr b'Yochanan, zu divr Yochanan ben Dahavoy. This is the opinion of Reb Yochanan ben Dahavoy. Aval amr chachamim, but chachamim said, ein halachik Yochanan ben Dahavoy. The halacha doesn't follow this. Ela kol ma sha'arim roitz lasleis be'ishto osa. Any thing, what a man wants to do with his wife, any type of position, something like that, he can do. He doesn't have to worry about any of these restrictions. Moshel lebasser habav beisat tabach. Person gives an allegory. A moshel. Person buys meat from the butcher. Rotzalach obemelech ochli. Wants to eat with the salt, eats it that way. Tzliv, he wants to eat roasted, ochli, eats it that way. Mevushel, he wants to eat it cooked, ochli, eats it that way. Shalok, he wants to eat it what's that? That's boiled, right? Ochlo. V'chein da'ak haba mi'beis hatzayar. Same thing that comes from the base hatzayar, from the fish you buy from the fishermen. So you see that you're not necessarily restricted. So Amar Meimar, man malachei hasharis. One second. We started off by saying this whole thing that on back on Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai, arba devarim sochli malachei hasharis. So who were these malachei hasharis? So it was the Rabbanon. He was giving them a very honor title. To etim malachei hasharis mamish. Because if you can tell me these really were angels, am I Amar Rabbi Yochanan ain halacha ke Yochanan ben Davai? Why would we argue on an angel, right? They know about how a fetus is formed more than human beings do. So if it really was a malach, it was a real mamish, a malach, that was a source for his din, so we'd be listening to him. I asked Gemara of Amai Kar Lehu Malchei Hasharis. So why then, if we're talking about the Rabban, we call them Malchei Hasharis? The Mitzayne Kimalchei Hasharis. Because they stand out by the types of clothing. The way the Mephorish learned in the fourth line, it says the Mitzayne Sha'atufim betzitzis, that they would wear special tzitzis. The Gemara, I believe it's in Shabbos, discusses that the different chachamim in Eretz Yisrael versus the chachamim in Bavel. The chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, on a higher madregas, they wore plain, regular white clothing, very simple. But the chachamim in Bavel were not on the same level, so they needed like a little something extra, a little boost. So they would wear begodim tzvuim, like colorful clothing, but they would stand out. So that's what it says, like, that's here, that the Rabbanim are called Malchei Hasharis, the Mitzayne Kimalchei Hasharis, because they stand out by their clothing that they wear. So now the Gemara tells a story. Hahi it da'asoy l'kaimi de Rebbe. There was a woman who came before Behuda Hanasi, and she was complaining about her husband. Omer lo, she said, Rebbe, arachti lo shulchan v'hafacho. It's a euphemism today that I was there with my husband, and he turned it over. So Amalo Biti Torah Hitiratech. The Torah allows this. He allowed it to do, you know, types and have tashmish even in like one of the three things we discussed earlier about the different positions. So Vani Maaselach. What can I do? What can I do about it if your husband decides to? Ahida asked the Kaimi the Rav. Similarly, another woman came before Rav on Malon. She said to him, Rebbe, arachti lo shulchan v'hafacho. I was ready to have relations with my husband, and again, he overturned the table. So Amr, so Rav said back to her, Maishna min biniso. How is that different than the fish? Meaning this idea that you could eat it in any way that you want to. So he chose to have relations in a different position. There's a Shita Mikubetzis over here. It's interesting. He says, Arachti lo shulchan, brings down the Shita l'shamesh v'hofcho shlo kedarka. So he had a type of anal intercourse. V'ator hitiru, and the Torah allowed it. L'shamesh shlo kedarka. V'im tomer v'alo hu k'maisa erva onan. One second, that's the type of relations that we know back in Bracious and Laman Ches, that Aaron Onan were punished severely. They died as a result of having this type of relations where they're basically the woman couldn't get the pregnant, and it leads to Sheikh Vazer Labatola. See Shlomo Hayanikish Oisa came Tomid. Right? So one thing he said, maybe not that they did it constantly, of all the Fatmi mutter, but to occasionally engage in his behavior might be allowed. The Mephorshim point out that this was not in accordance with the Zohar, that this is very much against what it says in the Zohar. Vieshomer, another Pshat, says the Shita. The Chi Amrina and Shari, when do we allow to have this type of relations? Davka Shlo Yotzi Shech Vazera. That's only if there's in a way that the Zera doesn't come out. Yesh Meforshim Behavchu Hu Lamata Vihi Lamala. The Ritva, he brings that idea that he would be on Lamata, right, and she would be on top doing relations. So that's what the Gemara talks about over here. Then Gemara finishes off and says, "Velosasu achrei levavchem." Right? We say in the Shema that you shouldn't follow after your heart. Mikan omer Rebbe. From here, Rebbe says, "Al yishte adam bekoshel bekozev yitin ena bekosacher." Punch and drink from one cup while setting his eyes on a different cup. Meaning, you shouldn't have relations with one woman and thinking about somebody else. So amar Rebbe lo nitzucha ela deafili shtei nosha. The chiddush is that even if he has two wives, he still shouldn't, and they're both mutter to him, he shouldn't be thinking about the other one while he's having relations. Uvarosi mikem hamordim, v'hapoishim. B, right? I'll purge away from you the rebels, those who sin against me. That's a pasuk in Yechezkel. So Amar Rabbi Levi, Eli b'nei teisha midos. These are children who are born from people who have nine traits. B'nei aleph samech nun tof mem shin gimel ayin ches. So we can explain what these are. So the first is B'nai Ema. The first of these nine are children who have Ema when the wife was afraid of her husband and had relations with him out of fear. B'nai Anusa, a woman who was raped, Chas V'Shalom. B'nai Sinua, a woman who was hated by her husband, and nevertheless he had relations with her. B'nai Nidui, when either one of the parents was in a state of being ostracized. B'nai Tamura, there was a substitute, meaning he thought that, even if it was the same as wife, they're both his wives, but he thought he was having relations with one woman and he didn't, he was having with another one. B'nai Mariva, children were had when the parents were in a fight, and they nevertheless they had the Tashmish. B'nai Shikrus, where the father and the mother was drunk when they were having relations. B'nai Grusha Salev, when the man had decided already in his heart that he was going to divorce her, and nevertheless they had a relation. B'nai Rubuvia, a mixture, literally meant he didn't know who he was having relations with. B'nai Chatzufa, or a woman who is literally a Chatzufa, is a shameless woman who demands it. So one says, really, is that really a bad thing for a woman to demand her husband has relations with her? Ini, right? Va'omar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, kol alim she'ishto tovato, any one man whose wife demands from him that he has relations with her, havein lo bonim, b'afilu b'dor shamoshe Rabbeinu lo havikamoso, he'll have children that won't even exist in the generation of Moshe. Shneimar, like it says, havu lachem anashim chachamim nevonim, k'siv ve'ekach es roshe shivtechem v'lo k'siv nevonim, that I took heads from your shvatim, well, the wise people that were well known, but it doesn't say they were nevonim. So you see that Moshe couldn't find understanding people, nevonim, in his door. Ksiv, but the contrast, it says Yisachor Chamor Gorim. He's a large-boned donkey, right? So that's in the bracha that Yaakov gives, and the Chazal tell us that this is referring to Yisachor was born on the night when Yaakov came back on a field. He was riding with the donkey, and Leah went out to meet him. He says, "I had the dudoyim. I hired you for. I paid for this night to have relations." Ksiv, and it says about this, they were very wise, understanding people. So you see that all the descendants of Yisachar were Nevonim. They were very smart people, right? So what do you see from this? That a woman who demands relations from her husband, then it has a positive effect. So my answer is, lo hahi de miratio artsuye. That Bryce is not referring to a woman who necessarily demands it explicitly, but it talks about a woman who she like entices her husband so he understands that she wants to have relations with him, and then they'll have amazing, excellent children. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down in Resh Mem Sifkat Chaf Aleph, Chatzufa Shetovata Bapeh. That's when she specifically asks for it. Aval, but I mikashetes atzma. She puts on makeup and perfume. Umarato, so she tin daitola, and she makes herself appealing so her husband will pay attention. Adrab, that's not a chutzpah. That's a chatzufa. That's the opposite. Oz chayba onus. See, the husband realizes that one of his obligations is to have relations with him. That's one of his marital obligations. Right? Simon Aleph, v'havi lo bonim mehuganim. And they'll have proper good children as old as this. V'chol eila hadavarim haniskarim kan tzarech li zara fila kishehu meuberes o zekene she'enu oyeleled. Of course, the Prima Godim, that this idea about not when shikr, or they're not when they're upset, not to, you know, when they're decided to divorce, all these things apply, these nine things apply, even if it's impossible at that moment for her to become pregnant. Either she's already pregnant or she's past menopause, but all these things still do apply and still do affect to affect the parents as well. Okay, hadun alach ve'elu mutarin.